You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, thanks for listening and calling into today's show. Thanks to Field Yates for joining us, and thanks to Bleck and Abdallah. Check out their YouTube page for some of the content later today. White Sox on at 6. It's time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. Back from the weekend to get you home on this Monday. Happy Passover, Sylvie.
Thank you.
Starts tonight, right?
You know it. We're going to be asking the four questions tonight.
Are you going to do the four questions?
Oh, you know us.
Play the hide the four questions.
What are the four questions?
How good is Caleb Williams going to be?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Right. Who are you going to take at number 9?
Yeah, who are you taking at 9? Are the Bulls going to trade Zach?
Right.
And how many losses?
Will Jerry ever sell the team?
How many losses will the White Sox endure?
125.
They are going to challenge for
There's no doubt.
The record, aren't they?
There's no question.
Did Harry ever offer, like, a topic? Let's think of the four Chicago sports questions today.
Probably, right?
Maybe.
For Passover?
Maybe.
Four questions?
I can't really remember.
I bet he did. I'm sure he did, yes. That's a great Harry topic, isn't it? There were some sell the team chants when I was there a couple of weeks ago, Tommy. It was mostly Reds fans, actually.
So, were they coming from you? Or
no,
were they
no,
from...
I was with Gio, so I didn't mind.
Why would the Reds fans be chanting that?
No, I'm
that,
saying
though?
There were mostly Reds fans, but I did hear...
At the game, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was mostly Reds fans. I did hear a few, fans. Sell the team, Jerry, sell the team.
You know what, though? I would say those are two owners that run their business in a comparable fashion.
Reds and...
And the Reds have found a way. They're not threatening anybody, really, but they're at least competitive.
Yeah, they got a fun young team.
They run their business the same way. It's like...
Crappy?
Pretty much from a financial standpoint. But at the very least, they find younger players that can compete a little bit.
They've got one of the most fun young stars in the game.
This team here, who runs their team in a similar fashion, can't find anybody.
It's terrible.
I mean, you get 35-year-old.
You see Aloy running to first base.
Journeyman leading on.
Like, can you, like, what they've told him to, like, don't run.
Then don't play.
I mean,
don't play.
You see him when it's not out of the ballpark, like,
then don't play.
He can't run to first base.
Then he shouldn't play.
It's.
You know, they've played 7 series so far this year. They've been shut out in each series at least once.
That's hilarious.
7 shutouts.
That is hilarious.
They have been shut out at least once.
Isn't it funny how bad they are? Like, they're so bad, it's
crazy.
We're talking more White Sox than we have in, like, the last year
and a
half.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I never expected to talk this much, but they're so bad.
So bad.
They're a topic.
They're so bad, it's a topic.
Even that, you'll get tired of.
Oh, yeah, we will at some point.
I will. To move them to Nashville, I will learn how to drive a truck.
You think Nashville
don't want him there?
I'll get a CDL, and I will move him there. Maybe they can negotiate a good deal with him.
Nashville wants to start fresh.
Maybe.
Jerry's going to be like, Paul, hey, Arkin. Nashville, we're yours. And they're going to be like, no, we want an expansion team.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't want you guys.
It's how about this, Carm?
Pass.
You saw what the Coyotes just sold for, right?
What was it?
$1.2 billion.
And they're moving to Utah.
They're moving to Utah.
$1.2 billion.
The Phoenix Coyotes?
Yes, sell it.
I mean, my God, that's the Phoenix Coyotes.
Correct.
That franchise, I can't even. What?
Sell it.
Now, I don't ever want to hear, like, from most of these owners, oh, we don't make money. The Coyotes might not make money. I don't know how they do.
I don't know what their books look like. All I know is that entity, that asset, was sold for $1.2 billion.
They were playing in a college. They were playing in a college arena.
Right.
Were they playing at ASU or
something like that? In front of 5,000 people.
ASU's hockey team is probably more popular than the Coyotes are out there. It's pathetic. Yeah, so sell it, Jerry. Just sell it. What do you?
I know in the people say, like, oh, you can't. Do what you want with it, but, like, you're already beyond rich. Don't you also want to be rich and win?
Well, I don't know what. No, obviously not.
That's what I was asking Waddle. Do you think anybody, Jerry, Michael? Based on what happened over the weekend.
Jerry.
Because, like, a lot of people responded to me when I tweeted out the combined 4 games of Jerry's teams, they lost by a combined 38 points/runs. The Bulls lost by 21, and then the 3 games of the White Sox lost by, it was a minus 38 over the weekend.
Jeez.
38 in four games.
What do people respond to?
But like mostly a lot of people like that he doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
And they're all right. Like,
yeah, they're
right. They're not trying. But do you think there's any part of them at all that they're embarrassed? Do you think any part of Jerry over the weekend is sitting there saying, my baseball team has three wins?
No, not one bit.
Do you think, my basketball team ended and got their ass kicked without Jimmy Butler in the same city in the play-in where we got eliminated a year ago and another year of my life in my upper 80s just passed, and we're no better this year than we were a year ago?
I think he would respond by, did you see our building against the Hawks when we ran the Hawks out of that place? This is a basketball town.
He could have 12. He could have 12 gates of those if he built a winner.
I'm with you 100%, but I don't think there's any embarrassment attached to it.
You don't think there's any that Michael or him are not embarrassed at all?
None.
By the product that they're putting out on the field / court.
No, because I think they'll make excuses. I think the White Sox is a harder sell in terms of telling me you're not embarrassed by their play. Oh, I think they can give you a handful of excuses for the Bulls why they're not embarrassed.
He's only 88, guys.
I don't think they're embarrassed at all.
He's only 88.
Their franchise value keeps going up. What is it? I don't think he's embarrassed one bit. If they were embarrassed, it wouldn't be decades of this. If they were truly embarrassed.
Yeah.
They're not embarrassed. Why would they be embarrassed?
The asset value continues to grow. That's what the focus is, obviously.
They've got the last laugh. They're the billionaires. They're not embarrassed.
But if he, like you just said, if he's never going to see that wealth.
Yeah.
Like, I know he sees the wealth, but he doesn't, like, he's going to die when they cash it in for tax purposes.
Yeah, I don't know what the strategic plan is for the estate plan for it is. And it's almost, it's dark to even have the conversation because it is sports, but I can't imagine that they're long-term holders of the team, right? They've already said that.
Worse than Bill Wirtz right now. I'm telling you, because it's two teams. The White Sox are in a worse spot than the Blackhawks were in when the old man was here.
It's pretty close.
And now the Bulls, like, what are the Bulls doing?
I mean, the Sox have really nothing going on.
And by the way, I don't buy any of what that scripted written speech that AK gave on Saturday morning said. Like, I mean, he can say all of those things until they actually show you that they're willing to actually go in a different direction and become more proactive. They haven't made a trade in, 30 months?
Something like that.
I mean, they keep going to the gate with the same guys and pleading for good health and continuity.
Good luck.
I don't know. I mean, Hoodie and Cap played I hadn't heard the full speech.
Do you want any of this or no?
I mean, it's scripted. It's all scripted.
What do you want? The opening statement? I only read the quotes about him saying that this team doesn't work and we must change it up. I didn't see any of it because it was Saturday. I was surprised that they did this so quickly. I was surprised that he found his way out of the bunker.
Yeah,
I didn't know if he knew. I thought it would take him a few days to find his way out of the bunker.
Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, he came out quick.
Yeah. They just wanted to be over.
You can say all you want that, this isn't going to work this way. We have to. Until you start doing stuff, I mean, it's all just.
But why is he the last guy to know? Why was he the last guy to know that this wasn't working? Every Bulls fan who watched the game knew that this wasn't working.
Probably knew it last year, right?
Of course. This year was no different than last year.
He didn't want to do anything.
Except they were four games under 500 this year in the regular season. They were 41-41 last year.
Dan Terry's running around in Miami trying to do what?
They've drafted and again, I get it. It's not top 10 picks. They drafted Dalen Terry and Julian Phillips, the last two.
Yeah. Draft. Those are the last two draft picks.
And what over the last 2 years, who have their free agent signings been?
Nobody.
Javon
Carter.
Javon Carter, who came in during garbage time.
Torrey Craig,
who can't finish an alley, a self-induced alley-oop.
That's Andre Drummond's fault.
Okay. But Torrey Craig didn't do anything this year.
Speaking of Andre Drummond, the year before, the two signings were Goran Dragic and Andre Drummond.
Those were the two
players.
Clubhouse. Dugout. Those were the guys that were supposed to be difference makers after they won 46 games.
And again, right. Then you had an opportunity to move on from them. Somebody would have given you at least one first-round pick for Caruso at the trade deadline. Drummond could have been traded.
Yeah.
Like, you could have moved guys for assets knowing that your ceiling was no better than beating Atlanta in the first play-in
game. So you think they finally got the message? It'll be different this summer?
I don't know how you... Well, the DeMar thing will take care of itself. Like, he's not coming back here,
but based on their actions, Carm, what leads you to be confident that that's going to happen? Well, now we finally get it.
I don't know why he would want to come back.
I can't imagine at this point in his career.
Unless they significantly overpay for him.
Here's $40 million? $30 million?
Well, they're paying Vooch here another $40 million for two more years.
Vooch's deal is not
terrible. 3 years, $60
million. For a guy who hits three-pointers at 29%?
Wow, Vooch is a player.
Hey, at least he had a double-double the other night. You know, for $20 million, Vooch, actually, it's not so bad.
Are you kidding me?
$20 million is nothing, Sylvie. I mean, that's...
He can't hit a three-pointer,
well,
Carm.
I know that, but...
If he's not part of the solution, he's part of the problem. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, where are you going with
somewhere else? Yeah. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, you can get him out.
What a player. 18 points, 10.5 rebounds.
He's just probably, to me, like, not that high on their list of all the things. 3.3 assists is all I'd say.
This guy's a player.
He's probably like fourth on the list or fifth.
If he didn't end with an ooch, you would hate him.
An ooch.
The only reason you like him is because his name ends with an ooch.
Ooch doesn't end with an ooch.
It
ends with an each.
Each.
You know what I'm saying. Ooch.
No, I don't. I don't really know what you're saying.
Do.
What the hell, Mooch? Is he Mooch? Steve Mariucci? I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
You know.
The guy's an itch.
Vooch, yes, what he is. If he didn't have an itch.
That's what Pax used to tell me. Pax goes, well, you and you guys with your itches. He goes, you're all over the place. That's not ooch.
Itch?
That's itch.
Because I keep calling you, I call him Vooch.
Hey, listen, obviously he's been a disappointment. He's nothing. Yes. He's not exciting. He just is, the best way I can describe Nikola Vucevic is blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blah.
By the way, there I mean, he is. Like,
up and down the court.
Again, he's probably like fourth on the list of problems.
And it's blah.
Sure. Anybody that got excited after what they did against the Hawks were just, you were fooling yourself. As we sat here on Friday before the game began, and we all said, look, I don't know what's going to happen. There's a chance you can beat the Heat, obviously, because Jimmy's not playing. You played the Heat. I mean, you said that you were betting the Heat.
I liked them minus two.
Right.
I didn't bet it, but I did like them minus two.
But everybody's a different animal than the Hawks. The Hawks
The Hawks are terrible.
They don't contest anything.
Terrible.
Nothing.
You beat the Raptors last year, and you beat the Hawks this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you beat a Raptors team. You saw where that Raptors team was going.
Yeah, in the introductory play-in game.
Brutal. Listen, I just... Give me a good teardown and you'll keep my interest. The Bears, you know? I mean, give me a good teardown and I'll come back.
I know. If you do it success, it's not a guarantee.
Right.
But it's your best route if you do it right. The Cubs, the Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you will get my attention.
Oh, wait.
But still, they didn't finish it correctly.
Right.
They got there.
That's true.
They executed the plan and they got to the doorstep. They didn't finish the rebuild correctly.
Yeah.
They got to the postseason in 20 and 21, yes?
Yes.
Soon after they went to the rebuild. They were a fun, up-and-coming, young team. Many people had them winning the World Series with their projections in 22.
Passon had them winning the World Series.
Yeah, they just didn't finish the rebuild correctly.
They pooped a bed.
And their culture had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
The moves had a lot to do with it. But they still executed a rebuild. The only championships this town has seen is because of rebuilds.
Sounds like you just farted, Carl.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that rebuild, championship window was like a fart in the wind.
They only pay Vooch $18.5 next year.
Now you're back in.
$20 million.
The bargain.
20 in 24, 25. And then they pay him 21 in 25, 26. Mm.
Thank goodness it's draft week.
What can you get for him?
Yeah.
What can you get for him? A lunch pail? What can you get for this guy? What can you get for Vooch in a trade?
They didn't get anything for anybody. They didn't get anything for Caruso. They didn't get anything for
taking expiring
DeMar.
Contracts. Yeah, right? Like at that point, I don't know.
Listen, when was the last time? Sylvie said this on Friday. When was the last time this team was relevant? When they got lucky with the draft.
With Derrick
Rose.
Yes. Like last year, you had a generational player in Victor Wembanyama, right?
Yes.
Now, it was a long shot, but wasn't that the year? especially when you had
Jerry Reinsdorf won twice with the Bulls. You know, and when I say twice, I know he won six times. But it was because Michael Jordan was gifted to him when he bought the organization. And it's when Derrick Rose, and they didn't win a championship here, but it's when they got lucky with Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So really, in fact, Jerry has never built anything with the Bulls. And you could say the same thing about the White Sox. Like, it was a one pop-up. He got lucky with inheriting Michael, and then got lucky with the number one overall pick with Derrick. And they had a pop-up. That's 80 years of owning teams in Chicago. There's never been sustained success. There's never been true building.
Never. The only time the Sox have ever been to back-to-back postseasons was COVID.
So say the Bulls got lucky this year. 2% chance to get the number one pick. Who's the number one pick?
Yo, that's the thing, Johnny.
It's a kid from France.
It's
not good.
Certainly not the same draft as it was last year.
Who's the number one pick? Good luck.
Yeah.
Alexander Sarr.
Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like
Nikola
a disease.
Topic.
I was going to say there's
a second pick.
You're back.
Second pick, Nikola Topic. Plays for Red Star Belgrade out in Serbia. The first guy plays for somebody in France. And then you got a guy we know stinks and was dominated in the championship game, Klingon. Whatever his name is.
I'm trading down for the Hall.
No, listen, UConn. So what are we really talking about in the NBA draft this year?
Nothing.
Johnny,
Connecticut stinks.
I don't think he stinks.
He's the White Sox is what he is, the basketball players. He got dominated by Edie, and this is the guy that's going to go third in the NBA draft. That's how poor the NBA draft is.
This is why last year was the year to make sure you found yourself.
Or next year, Cooper Flagg.
Who's Matas Buzelis?
You tell us.
I don't know.
He's nothing. He's in the G League, baby.
Imagine having the 14th pick in this year's draft or 13th.
Do you know what his comparison is?
Who?
Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Really?
That's the fourth guy in this year's draft.
My God.
Can you imagine?
And then you got Cody Williams out of Colorado.
Yeah, Cody Williams.
So there you go.
He might be one of those diamonds in the rough.
190 long, one of those players. What did you guys say, dip and dive?
Who's shutting out the White Sox tonight?
Dip and dive, or
who's shutting out the White Sox tonight? Minnesota,
that's
pitching
right.
For Minnesota. Is
Chris Paddock
pitching?
Yep.
Yeah, Paddock's pitching tonight.
Okay,
so. Yeah, there'll be no hit through five.
By the way, can't wait till Friday. That's going to be a can't-miss event with both shows in the same place. Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge.
Yep.
And, think about this, guys. We hope Thursday is franchise. That's a franchise-changing first round.
Yes, it is.
Don't we hope that to be?
Yes.
And then we're going to be partying the next day, both shows together, starting at noon with you guys.
It's going to be great.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Woodridge. Two shows for the price of one.
Right, you guys are going to stick around for the 4 hours with us, aren't you?
Nope. Yeah. Okay. 6.5 hours.
Sorry.
Carmen and Yurko will be around for the entire ride.
They don't desire that.
Give the people
that.
What they desire.
There's food there, guys.
They don't desire that. No chance. All right. What's up on the show today, boys?
If you missed the Caleb, I watched the entire, both Waddle and I both, we watched the entire Caleb Williams conversation with the Pivot. We're going to play you the best stuff.
Okay.
This was really, really good. It was about an hour and 15 minutes.
Long.
Really good from his Hollywood condo. And there was a lot of good stuff. Everything from why did he cry in his mom's arms to what it's going to be like coming to Chicago to what he was trying to accomplish on the pro day. And I think you're going to like what you hear, Bears fans.
I agree.
Get to know your quarterback. He had an extensive sit down with the guys on the Pivot. We will play and react to it. And if you want to react to it, 312-332-3776.
All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next.